John Peter Smith Health Network in Fort Worth receives thousands of calls a day. And until recently, if you dialed in, you could be stuck listening for 10 minutes to this.
Please stay on the line. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay, that's enough.
So we know we were missing a lot of calls and people were not able to get access to healthcare.
David Mendenhall is Chief Technology Officer at JPS. He's responsible for every communication and information device at the main hospital and at more than 40 community health centers.
So we spent 2 years implementing an electronic medical record, and in that time, all of our focus was on that. So after we got done with that implementation, we realized our telephone systems need to be updated, our PCs need to be updated, our virtual environment for all of our servers needed to be updated. So we've been playing catch up since that time.
Now, upgrading telephone systems doesn't sound as sexy as creating digital records or using telemedicine. But here's the thing. Phone systems can save lives.
We took over 1,500 calls at all of our community-based health centers just this morning. And being that we're answering those calls within 1 minute, as opposed to 9, 10, 15 minutes that those calls may have been out there, that means we're hooking up that patient straight to that provider as quickly as possible and getting them the appointment scheduled, getting those services done.
To cut wait times, JPS cut its traditional landlines, which weren't reliable and would often go down with bad weather. It's switching to voice over internet protocol, or VOIP. That takes analog audio signals and turns them into digital data to be sent over the internet. That means no phone company. Calls are answered centrally, here.
Good morning, JPS Health Network. Diane, how may I help you?
And then routed over the same network used for electronic medical records.
Are you calling in for an appointment?
JPS's new internet protocol-based platform will integrate voice, data, and video. It's not cheap, $800,000 over 3 years. Still, the hospital expects to save $70,000 a year. Larry Levenberg is with NEC Corporation of America. It's the Irving-based company that's handling the massive upgrade of 7,000 phones at JPS.
At the end of the day, it's all about keeping their communication systems up. And in a hospital environment, you're talking about lives. And you've got to make sure that communication system is up 100% of the time.
Upgrading communications is also about preparing for the future of healthcare. NEC's technology makes it possible for doctors to answer phones through their laptops, check their email for voicemail left back in their office, and run high-bandwidth medical applications.
Everybody wants to upgrade their communication systems.
Ritu Agarwal is a professor at the University of Maryland and director of the Center for Health Information and Decision Systems.
Everybody recognizes that the old way of doing things using just pagers is just way too inefficient. And you really won't get the returns from investments in electronic medical record technology if you can't move information from one place to another quickly, right?
She reports in the Journal of Healthcare Management that U.S. hospitals waste more than $12 billion annually because of inefficient communications.
But fundamentally, a more efficient communication system can save one of the most valuable resources that any hospital has, which is a doctor's time and a nurse's time.
An upgrade doesn't come without risks, Agarwal says. There's often a big initial investment, and staff has to learn the upgraded system. Still, new healthcare models are creating financial incentives for hospitals to adopt these technologies, technologies that can coordinate faster, more efficient care, which also means a lot less of this.
Please continue to hold for the next available agent. Your call will be answered in the order received.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.